Early on, the Apostles' Creed was used in baptism ceremonies. Why then does the Creed mention personal salvation only after going through so many other biblical teachings? Why is the salvation of individual people such a minor part of the Creed?
Yes, you have to wait a long time before you get to the forgiveness of sins, which is such a key thing, but it's right at the end of the Creed. I think it's the important thing to remember is that for the early church, it was absolutely vital to get it clearly articulated who Jesus was. The Creed actually goes Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It starts to speak the truth about who God is and how he's known as Father, Son, and Spirit, and in particular, that Christ is not just a human being, but is also divine. Now, that was important because salvation, forgiveness, it comes through the cross, and it doesn't come to us if Jesus is just a human being. Therefore, it's very important to say on the cross, when Jesus dies, he is the Son of God. Because he is that, he's able to bring us forgiveness of sins. And that's why the Creed goes in the correct order. Work out who Jesus is, get the person of Christ sorted, and then the work of Christ, the forgiveness of sins, salvation, they will flow out from that. So the Creed's right in its order, although we have to wait a little while before we get to that key point, forgiveness of sins.
I think that when Western Christians look at the Apostles' Creed, a couple of things immediately come to mind. First of all, they look at it and it's very obviously shaped to them around the persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with the bulk of the questions of the Creed focusing on the person of the Son. And then with a series of affirmations that come at the very end about our belief in the forgiveness of sins and things of this nature. And we typically, as Western evangelicals, associate those things listed at the very end of the Creed with what theologians call soteriology, or the doctrines of salvation. We are unique in that because the Christians that first utilized the Creed, and the Creed came together over the course of about four centuries growing out of what the early church theologians called the regula, or the rule of faith. Those Christians that first utilized the Creed would have viewed the whole of the Creed as soteriological. They would have believed that what we think about God, what we think about Jesus, and what we think about the Holy Spirit are directly soteriological. Christology, especially for the early Christians, was soteriology. If we had been having a conversation with Athanasius in the early 4th century, and we had said to him, Athanasius, I really love your Christology, especially the way you emphasize the deity of Christ and the full equality of Jesus, the Logos, with the Eternal Father. But I'm really interested to know, tell me a little bit about your soteriology. Athanasius would have looked at us quizzically, because for Athanasius, Christology is soteriology. And for the Eastern Church, it's still that way to this very day. The Eastern Church's theology developed until about the 8th century and focused on Christology and is very much still fixed in the same forms and categories that it existed in the 8th century. And so for them, Christology is soteriology. So I think one important thing for evangelicals to do is recognize that when you're making affirmations about the person and work of Jesus Christ, that is not only not irrelevant to soteriology or to the doctrines of salvation, it is actually integrally connected and absolutely essential to the doctrine of salvation. So the Creed actually is getting at questions of salvation from the very first clause, but especially when it gets into the doctrine of Jesus Christ, because the battleground of salvation in the early church was not on what we would call today the ordo salutis, or justification and sanctification and adoption and these things. The battleground for the Christian doctrine of salvation in the early days of the church was on the person and work of Christ. So when Athanasius was responding to Arius, and Arius was denying the full equality of the Son with the Father, Athanasius saw that not as an abstract, theoretical, speculative, ontological discussion that has nothing to do with our salvation. He saw it as absolutely, inescapably connected to the doctrine of salvation. And if Jesus is not fully divine and equal with the Father ontologically, then he is not capable of being the Savior of the world. And so salvation and the doctrine of Christ were inseparably linked together. So I think that's one thing that we need to recognize when we ask questions about the Creed and what it teaches about Christ and what it teaches about salvation. Christ and salvation go together.